life's long road. We met tonight in Saffron Road, probably by the voices made. He's still chanting the holy name. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy name of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Rama. ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपीतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो तवैवास्मि न जिमामि तन्नयमाम शरणं भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्य चित्तस्य कृपामयी त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना विन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my millions of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet my paramaradha guru pad padma om vishnu pad shishman bhakti pragyan keshavaswami and same millions of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of om vishnu pad shishman bhakti vedan swami maharaj we are discussing about Baddha Jeev, how we came in the control of Maya. And after this, how it can be liberated, and have the service of lotus path Padma of Radha and Krishna. We have explain for 2 days. Now how many more days?
Four.
Three more days.
Three.
Four.
Today. And
today.
Three more days.
और इसके बाद में तीन दिन है।
आज बाद जाओ तीन दिन आज।
ठीक। Oh, first of all, I want to tell about Govardhan Puja. Tomorrow is Govardhan Puja. In Braja, before Krishna, there was some demigods worshipping. Krishna never wanted that it should be. He wanted to check up all these things, especially those who have pride, anyone. Oh, it should be
crushed by Krishna.
So they were doing Indra Puja and thinking that Indra gives rain. And by rain, grasses come, by grasses,
cows
and pond in water in ponds everywhere, and thus we are alive. So due to Indra, and before Indra, puja of one day before, Mother Yashoda was cooking so many various preparations. Everyone in Braj. When Krishna asked, what mother is doing? I went to mother and asked, but she rebuked me, go and play with boys. So, please father, you should tell me what she is doing. My birthday or what? Then father told, oh, you are going to do tomorrow Indra Puja. He said, why, father? So he gives rain, he gives water, and he nourishes us. Without him, no rain, nothing, and then our cows will die, we will die. Then Krishna told, where there is no Indra Puja or other places, if there is no rain, no grass, no they are living, no cows, why you are doing? Then Nanda Baba Krishna replied, then what should we do? Why not we should do the puja of Govardhan? Govardhan, 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 Gopi, Go, all. Really, he gives rain. He is high, so high that cloud comes and transformed into rain. He gives grasses. He gives water in so many ponds, like Manasi Ganga, like Kusum Sarovar,
Radha
Kunda, Sham Kunda, Man Sarovar, everywhere. So, we should try to worship Govardhan. Then, Nand Baba accepted and he told all that we should tomorrow worship Giriraj Govardhan. And in the morning, he took all the preparation in their cords, millions of cords, and all gopi, millions and millions, they went to Govardhan, where now Anore Gram.
Anore village.
They went there and they began to worship. Krishna at once became two, one in his own form. Another, on the Giriraj Govardhan, he became Haridev, like Gopal. And, but with 400,
no,
200. And then, he began to tell, Anore, Anore. And Krishna became priest, he offered to go Raj Govardhan and told, oh, see, Indra came ever, he gave darshan.
No.
He gave any boon?
No.
Nothing. But he is swelling like so. So he began to ask that Anore, Anore, bring more preparations. In a, with two hands he took all. And he took all the rush, water from Manasi Ganga, everywhere he took, all came in his mouth. And then he was telling, oh, more, more, more. But Krishna told, oh, Prabhu, oh, we are very poor. We cannot give you so. Please be merciful. And then he became merciful. You can ask any boon as you like. Then what Nanda Baba and others asked boon? Our Krishna should be always happy. Only this boon. Then, after worshipping, oh, Indra became very. And after that, they did parikrama. Those who were old, on cart, bullock carts. Those who were young, oh, dancing, singing, with Krishna, Baladev, all doing parikrama. They did parikrama. And when they returned back to their home, Indra became very, very
angry, furious.
And he ordered seven
clouds.
That you should so much heavy rain, like mushladhar.
Like pillars.
That press should be demolished. They did 1, 2, 3 days, and Krishna came, hearing their cry, and he lifted Govardhan at once. And all gopis, cows came. Unlimited they were, but they came in the that
shelter
under Govardhan.
And 7 days barsha holo na ki? 7 days. Vajra also coming.
Thunderbolt.
And Govardhan was so happy that even thunderbolts were coming. Some pieces of stones were going on. But he was so happy that I am situated on the hand of Krishna. And then Indra realized
and
he went in the
shelter of,
in the shelter of Gavi, Gavi,
Surabhi.
And she came, and then she prayed, Krishna became her. This is. So if anyone is doing Govardhan, everywhere in Braj, everywhere in India, if Govardhan not, then they will make Govardhan by cow dung. And they will worship. And also, cow play will be there. Feeding cows, worshipping cows, worshipping Vaishnav, Brahman, Gurus, everyone. This is Govardhan Puja. And then Surabhi and Indra with water what Aravat brought from Triganga.
Mandakini.
Or Krishna Abhishek was done. And the water is in
Govindakund.
And he kept this name Govinda. Govindati. Gomane bed. Gomane Indriya. Gomane go. Gopi. Gabhi. All his. So his name is Govinda. So anyone taking part, giving any preparation to him, even one
grain,
even, he will give. Lakshmi can bake anywhere, but that person has not to bake. So, even in your house you can do. Here we are doing because I am here today. But you should do on Kartik month, in Kartik month, on
Annakut
day.
After
one day, Pratipada. First you should do puja of Gurudev, then Vaishnav, then Brahmin, then cows, then give to Govardhan, and prasadam should be distributed. Krishna Bhakti will come. Now,
Giriraj
Govardhan ki jai. We don't want anything from Krishna because he is Nand Kumar, very
small boy.
He cannot fulfill our. We should try to fulfill his desire.
Jai.
No? Oh, if any desire, then go to Govardhan and he will fulfill all your desire. Nand Baba, even Krishna used to go. Govardhan Tatti is very high, will express any idea. Jantur Bai Bhava, etasmin jajam yoni manu braje tasyang tasyang salabate nibrte virajyate. Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit. Jeev, jantu mani jeev. This jeev, from beginning of the creation, anadi kaal, is traveling in so many species of life. Everywhere, wife, children and my mind, everywhere. But never become satisfied. Never. You cannot be satisfied. If you are giving ghee in fire, it will increase. So it will not be controlled. But even that jeev, so if goes in the species of dog, cat, boar, hogs and pigs, very happy, he feels very happy. Never want to give up that body. What to human persons? And he never becomes Vairagyavan, detached from worldly desires. So you don't think that, oh, this is the first time that we are doing marriage. Pigs, at a time, hundreds and thousands of
babies.
No, sea pig.
Wives. Wives. Your elephants, so many wives.
Monkeys also.
You know? Budhawala. Like this. So many wives.
No divorce.
They are only. What are their duties?
Eat, drink, and be married.
No other things. No house. Nothing.
No job.
No shed. No job. Nothing. To eat by.
Stealing glasses.
See, everywhere this is. Not to laugh, but to deeply think. Even we hearing and knowing and being in so many
species of life.
But we are not satisfied. And we are not doing bhajan. We have some love and affection. But really you keep your heart, hand in your heart, tell that I have loved more Krishna than my wife, than my children. Do you serve Krishna more than your children? You make money. How much you spend for Krishna and how much for you, your wife and your daughter and sons? How much? Then you can judge, oh, how much love and affection is for Krishna. So really, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, oh, maya ki moh. What meaning?
The bewilderment of maya.
He is telling, oho, oho means alas. Even they have no barrier.
No detachment.
No detachment coming. And not serving Krishna. So you should all think this. And be like this. You cannot be satisfied by your sexual lives. Never and never. Oh, by previous and now fruitive karma. This soul sometimes became male, sometimes become lady, sometimes napunsak. No gender. In India, we have seen so many. They are called Khoja.
Eunuch.
Kokhono Devata. Souls comes from demigods, demigoddesses. Sometimes human. Or sometimes what? Like trees, creepers. If you will fell, this occasion,
golden
opportunity, then you will have to go again in that.
All this
anyone cannot save you, you must know. So determined in your heart. You cannot believe or believe, I don't know. Demigod, son of Nalkubar. Nalkubar and
Maligriva.
They became tree. It may be that trees were sometimes human. And again they have been this.
Someone who is Diksha, he can fall to animal species.
What?
Anyone who has gotten Diksha initiation at any time, can he also fall back?
Yes,
down to
certainly. Certainly. Anyhow, in bad association, he has left everything, guru, his bhakti, everything, and he has come in like animals, eating meat, drugs and smoking and all these things, and making aparad in the bhakti, in the Lord's feet of bhakti and Vaishnava. Oh, he will go. Diksha means, I think if anyone has diksha, he will not go down. There is a real incense diksha. If Divya Gyan is coming, how he can fall? I think that diksha was not appropriate, not Brahma diksha.
Not complete, formal diksha.
Anusthanik diksha.
Formal.
We should see. In Jaiva Dharma, you should see Vijay and Kumar and
Brajanath.
That Diksha, they took Diksha and became friends. And they saw what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all associated, dancing and singing. Real Diksha. Our Diksha is generally
formality.
Formal Diksha, not formality. Formal. For Pancharatri. To have qualification. We are not qualified. But for qualification, it is given. There is no other
process.
Utter creation, Brahma began to think, oh, I created. But I see what created? Gross body and
subtle
body. Oh, Jivas was very unhappy. Very bad. Everywhere. They have forgotten Krishna. And they are entangled and suffering so much. What to do? How I can make them happy? Then Bhagavan Brahma Karsnena Tririnviksha Manishaya Tadadhasya Kutastho Ratiratman Jato Bhavet. He began to think what to do for these
suffering.
As Krishna thinks, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, you know, he was worried for Jivas. I will call Krishna that he should help them. And if he will not come, then I will destroy whole world. And he took one tulsi, three leaves, and with Ganges water, and he began to worship Krishna. Krishna satisfied. And then he came. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming, one cause is that Advaitacharya called him. And in the end, thinking and thinking, then he came to conclusion that if anyone will have any attachment, any way with Krishna, especially if the rati will be in the Lord's feet of Krishna, then they may come. So we can only be happy, not by any material things. You cannot be happy. Your lust or desiring so many will increase so much. So much. Only accept something to maintain you. Only that. And then we should have rati. Jena kena upayena krishne manonivesaya. This I have called only for this to you all, not for anything else. Not anything. That anyhow you should have bhakti. This is our guru parampara idea. So I want that all you should follow these instructions. Shruti, Veda telling to Krishna, praying. Pivanti je bhagavata atmana satam kathamritam savanaputeshu sampritam punant te vishaya vidushitasayam brajant tatcharana sarojasam. And Brahma is thinking that those who will chant, remember Krishna by ears, this is like a cup, two cups, who will drink the sweet pastimes of Krishna by ears, oh, they will be soon liberated. So we should try to hear. As much as you will hear, Krishna will come in your heart and he will be like a bandhu, he will take all your everything. This is the easiest way. Parikshit Maharaj was going to die in 7 days. What he adopted? What method? Oh, I should hear Bhagavad. At once, when desire came, at once Mahabhagavat Sukadeva Goswami came. And in the meantime, oh, thousands and thousands of, not less than 60,000 rishis, maharshis, like Narad, Vyas, Parashar, oh, so many. Okay. Then he was thinking, oh, very wonderful. This is not a course. Actually, this is boon. To see any of them, to have a darshan of these rishis, by a smaran, what becomes? All evils goes away. And now they are all here. So, I don't think that it is course. It is really benediction. Then Shrutis are telling here to obtain these things, to follow these things, Sadguru Charanashe Nitanta Avashya. Sadguru Charanashe. To take shelter in a lotus feet of a Sadguru. Not Guru. Sadguru. Everywhere Sadguru. So those who have Sadguru, and from him, we should hear Harikatha. I think that realized Vaishnava are all Guru. We think them all Guru. Especially like Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru one, but like Siksha Guru. I will come to this point, how one met so many Guru. Avadhut. What was his name?
Dattatreya.
Dattatreya.
He
met
24
Gurus. 24 Gurus. So we should do Siksha Guru. and their level should be somewhat, maybe gradation, but they should be sincere. Etavan lokeshmin punsam dharma parashmita bhakti yogena tannam grahana. Are you going to say something? Oh, then Narhari. You go to house and then bring your guitar and then...
No, at once.
Where is your helper? Then in 1 year she will come. Everything I can give, but no seat I can give. You should begin as in. What is best for you? It is very hard to have a seat. You can sit there. By the side of Devi you can.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Bolo bolo bolo.
Chanting, chanting, chanting the names of the Lord. Chanting, chanting,
chanting the names of the Lord.
Chanting, chanting, chanting the name of the Lord. Chanting, chanting, chanting the name of the Lord.
This chanting made that king so mad. He tried to kill his son. Prahlad kept chanting Krishna's name. It could not be done. He threw him to demons that boil him in oil, put him out in the wind and rain. Prahlad kept chanting Krishna's name, so it was done in vain. Hiranyakashipu Daniel,
Prahlad, it's your God here.
He struck a golem with his fist. Lord Narsinga appeared. Was him by night, was him on land, it was in the sea. Was not by animal, was not by man. He was killed by the Supreme Personality.
He should be ready here. And also, Janava, tomorrow. Then, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit, be careful. And here, Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahusam bhavante manusam artadam manityam apihadi turnam jatet napatet anumrittu javat nishe asaya visaja sarvata kadushaya.
What meaning? You stand up and explain.
Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain this verse. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahusam bhavante. After many, many births, one has gone through many species. Through animal species, plant species, and finally one has come to the human form of life. The special quality of the human form of life is that one is able to practice Krishna consciousness. One is able to realize that which is actually for one's supreme benefit. Otherwise, in animal species, ahara nidra bhayamaitanam cha, these things can be done, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, the same as in the human form of life. So in the human form of life, one can get Sadguru, and under the guidance of Sadguru, one can take advantage. Otherwise, if one does not take advantage of the special opportunity afforded by the human form of life, there is a danger that one may again fall into the lower species of life. So therefore, it is given very emphatically, Nishtadaya Saya, for our benefit, we must take this opportunity and not waste the human form of life by engaging in bhajan under the guidance of Sadguru.
Turnam na jatet. What is the meaning of turnam na jatet?
Do not turn away. Do not go down again.
Advance. Don't waste a minute time. Otherwise, next moment you may die. So, turnam na jatet. Patet anumittu javat nishreshaya. Sit down. What is nishreshaya? Nishreshaya. Vishakhalusakasa. Turnam jatet na patet anumittu javat nishreshaya.
For? Sense gratification is available in all species of life.
You should understand that. What is necessary?
In the third line of the verse, they stated, Turnam yateta napatet anumritu javan. Turnam, at once, take up the practice of Krishna consciousness. Why? Na chalet anumrittu yavan. Again, you will go into the chain of birth and death. One should not do this. Why? Nishreyasaya vishaya. Kalu sarvatasyat. Vishay. Sense gratification. This is not for our benefit. And that sense gratification is available everywhere. Kalu sarvatasyat. It's available everywhere. Without any endeavor. In other words, here Shukadeva Goswami Pad is explaining that why is it that we neglect the path of Krishna consciousness? Why? Because we have some desire for material comfort, luxury, sense gratification. Yet, all this material sense gratification, it comes by itself of its own accord without any endeavor whatsoever on account of the karma that we performed in our previous lives. Therefore, there's no need to endeavor for that. Just endeavor for Krishna consciousness, and all those things will come anyway. And if one will neglect the endeavor for Krishna consciousness, then, oh, this will not be Shreya. This will not be for one's benefit, but it will bring about one's downfall.
What is Shreya? Oh, only Rati in the lotus feet of Krishna is Shreya. Otherwise, no. Anything. What we are going to do in this world? Accept bhakti. All are like? Not Shreya.
Preya.
All are Preya. Not Shreya. Only bhakti is Shreya.
Ultimate benefit. Ultimate benefit.
Ultimate benefit. And it begins from where? Sadhu Sangha. Then Shraddha comes. Shraddha, two kinds of Shraddha. From beginning. Hearing Shastra. Lokamayi. Another, by hearing Shastra, and it is our duty by this. Lomai Shraddha, gradually it comes in Raganuga. And Vaidhi Bhakti, Aishwarya Bhakti. When Raganuga Bhakti will come, oh, this is Nishesha. Vaidhi Bhakti also not so much. Hi, Shreya. But Nishesaya, only this Raganuga Bhakti. So, Turnam Jate Tana Patet. Before dying, time is not certain. Parikshit Maharaj is 7 days. But we know, just we are here, we may go out and we may go die. Here also, no certainty. In a moment, so those who are wise, intelligent, they should begin from there. Don't be weak. It is easy to say, but very
hard
to
practice.
So we should try to practice it. Again, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Ayu harati vai punsang, uddandastanta jannasau, tasyarte jatkhano nito uttam shloka vartaya. Selected a shloka by Srimad Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I heard by Pansa. Can you explain? You?
Sri Sukadeva Goswami is quoting this slok. Ayu harati vai pungsam, uddannastancha jannasau, tasaididachano nito uttam sloko vartaya. We have seen, or we are seeing every day, sun is rising and then setting. So, and who has taken birth, they must have to die one day. But what he did in his human lives, we have to consider about that. Ayu harati vai pungsan. Ayu means lifetime. Stolen by whom? And whose? Vai pungsan. Pungsan means all living entities. Ayu harati vai pungsan. Uttannastra jannasau. Every day sun is rising and setting, day and night. By this way, sun is stealing our lifetime. Then how we can extract from this? If we discuss among ourselves the glory of Uttam Slok, Uttam Slok means by Uttam Uttam Slok, by very beautiful, beautiful Slok, to whom we pray, then in Uttam Slok. Actually, Uttam Slok name of is Krishna. So, if we pray Krishna by very beautiful Slok, like selected Slok of Srimad Bhagavatam, which you have heard from Siddha Gurudev Lotus Leaf, Tastraja Chanitabhya, which time we'll spend discussing Harikatha, then our life will be successful. That time, Surya cannot, sun cannot steal from us. And if you not do so, then our life will go vain. And if we, when we meet together, each other, if we discuss Harikatha, then our life will not be waste. If we not do so, then we have to suffer. And if we do so, then next birth we'll get more higher birth and more higher sadhusanga. And gradually, where Mahaprabhu's pastime is going on, after that, where Krishna's pastime is going on, we'll take birth there and we'll do bhajan, higher and higher bhajan. Then one day we'll attend the associateship of Sriman Mahaprabhu and Divine Kapil. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. You have heard this story. Two rats cutting two branches, yet day and night, but comes from sun. Oh, he is cutting our lifetime. I don't know how many days are still, or how many hours, or how many moments, but he is cutting. Only he cannot cut those who are chanting and remembering Krishna, not their days. So, Srinivata Shraddhaya,
Nityam Gṛhatasya Svatesitam Nati Tirghain Kalini Bhagavan Pishadehiti Pravishta Karna Randraina Svanang Bhava Saruru Raham Duno Tishamalam Krishna Sariyam Jathasara. Go explain. Bhakti Shar? Oh, you? It has been explained.
Srinvatam, Sadanitam, Grinathas Chastra Chastitam, Nathi Kalena Mata Bhagavan Vishatayridi. In this verse, Sri Sukadev Goswami explains to Pariksit Maharaj, you must do five things when your spiritual life will be successful. Srinvatam, first you have to hear. So the Gauga Maharaj used to ask, who is hearing? All are not hearing. All is going in one ear and out the other. Hearing is an ad. Unless one is completely surrendered, how can one hear? Srinvatam, Sradaya. One must hear with faith. Nityam, continuously. Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. Every day one must make an effort to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Grinatas. Everything we hear we have to accept. Not like filtering. I like this, but I don't like that. And most importantly, but most difficult, chasva chastitam. One must, everything one hears and accepts with faith, chasva chastitam. One must practice and endeavor in one's own life. Nadhati kalena mataha. One who does these five things in no time at all, Bhagavan Vishatayadi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will manifest in his heart.
Thank you. Srinivasa Shraddha. Here, importance of Shraddha. If you are Shraddha, very easy. Hearing what? What difficulty? Problem. But there should be Shraddha. And if you have Shraddha and hearing, then by ceremony, hearing, at once, without delay, here he tells that alpa kalir madhya, after some days, after some time. But in the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami has told, Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parai Rishwari Sadya Avaruddhate Atra Kritavi Susruvi Tatkhanat. What is the meaning Tatkhanat?
Immediate.
So how wonderful. So we should hear Hari Katha. We want to hear Vishay Katha. Instead of that, we should hear Hari Katha with Shraddha. In no moment, at once, Krishna will come in your heart. And what he will do as a Laukik Bandhu? Karna Randhrena Swanang Bhava Saruruham. Bhasarun Bhavi, like lotus. Dhunoti Samalam. He takes away, wash
out
all the worldly desires, aparad, anatha, everything. So only Shraddha is needed. Here, what you hear with the Shraddha. Krishna will go in your heart and do everything. Khatvango Ram Raja Vishnu Muhurtam Sarvam Utsrijya Gatvan Abhayam Hari. The Raja Khatvanga Rishi
Rajarshi Raja
Rajarshi who went to Swargalok, heaven, to fight with demons. He defeated them and the son of Shankar, Kartikeya, now he became general.
Commander general.
And the demigods told that we are very happy. You can have any boon.
And you can stay here forever.
You should have any boon. He told that I want liberation and to serve Krishna. Oh, that we cannot. then if you cannot give, then I have nothing to ask any boon for you. Please
tell
me how many days or how many years I will. Oh, only 12 minutes or
24 minutes.
24 minutes. Oh, take me to earth in Vrindavan anywhere. And he brought him. At once he dedicated fully to Krishna. And in moment, Sarvam Utsrijya means
give up everything.
He gave up everything what he has. He has big kingdom, wife, children, attachment for them, everything. He cut it. And he sat and
meditated
and at once in a moment he went. So there are so many examples. Parasparam, parasparanu kathanam, pamanam bhagavat jasah, mitho rati, mitho tusti, nibritti, mitha atmana, smaranta, smaranantascha, mitho algharam harim, bhaktya sanjata, bhaktya vibhut utpat kalyatana. Oh, about the jiva conditioned soul, they should follow bhakti, by the bhakti. Raganuga bhakti is very rare, very rare. We should not try to pretend that I am Raganuga. They should follow bhakti. And by this, especially in our sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Though it appears Vaidivak, but very soon it will bring Raganuga. So we should follow Vaidivakti. From Vaidivakti will come Bhava. What is sadhan? We should know. What we are doing all not sadhan. We are chanting, remembering, without aim. Oh, Krishna Prema will come. No. What is sadhana bhakti? Kriti sadhya bhava, sa sadhana vidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatam ridhi sadhya. What many?
Microphone, please.
Here.
Srila Gurudeva needs to speak about this verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Manifested by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, it is paribhasha, the definition of sadhan. He's saying, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhanavida. Kriti means by the senses. When our senses are engaged in the angas of bhakti, such as hearing, chanting, and remembering, in what way? Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava. In such a way that the satya bhav, or the goal of our life, will be attained, then sadhana abhida. This is called sadhana. What is the potentiality of sadhana? We should know that the goal of our life is to attain bhav bhakti. For those who are conditioned in this world, the aim and object is bhav bhakti. Rati, that is one of five types. One, permanent, foundational, emotional relationship with Krishna, either in Santa Dasya Sakyavatsalya or Madhurya, especially in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in Madhurati, is the aim and objective. So when hearing and chanting and remembering, that means the senses of this body and the mind are engaged in the process of devotion with the aim and object of attaining Sadhya Bhav, that goal, Krishna Rati, then this is called sadhana. So nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam ridhi sadhyata. What is the potentiality of this practice? The potentiality is that nitya siddha bhav, one mood which is eternally perfect and hidden. This is our real treasure. hidden within the heart, prakatyamriti sadhita, it should become manifest. Therefore, if a devotee is hearing, chanting and remembering, but they have no idea what is the aim and object, what is Krishna Rati, or what type of Krishna Rati, then their practice can never be called sadhana bhakti. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that, or when the jiva is anatagrasta, he's covered by so many anatas, his hearing, chanting and remembering is not sadhana, it is sadhana abhas. When anatas are clearing, some steadiness will come, little taste will come, ruchi, at that time he understands bhakti tattva. Yatra alpa ruchir eva syad, bhakti tattva avabodhikaha. If a little ruchi will come, then he understands bhakti tattva, and then he can think very nicely, oh, what is the goal of my life? And try very hard to attain that goal through Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, and very intensely hearing, chanting, and remembering, oh, this will be actual sadhana bhakti. To begin from there.
That is bhava bhakti. By sadhana bhakti, we can attain
bhava.
But what is really bhava bhakti? Shuddha sattva, visheshatma, prema sujjansa samyabhat, ruchibhi chittam masin, kridasau. Shuddha sattva. Oh, very. Shuddha sattva means the mood of Radhika or Gopis. Or Brajavasi, you can tell. But highest in Gopis and Radhika. How he loves Krishna, this mood. And by following them, that mood partly comes to heart of devotees. That is called Shuddha Sattva. But Visheshatma, what is Visheshatma? That mood, two things, Samved and Hladin. Sar, essence of both. Bhav. Bhav, you know? What means bhav?
Bhav. Transcendental emotion.
Transcendental emotion. I don't think so, but there is no any word. Premasan jan susamyabha. Essence of both. Ladini and Sambi. On Sambi. Sandini, our heart. Waited descend, then it is called Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. This is the Prem Surjan Susambhava. If Prem is Surya, oh, little part of that. Abhas.
Semblance.
Then it is. What it does? Ruchi bhi. Chittamman. What ruchi? Ruchi here?
Such kind of bhav.
Abhilasha. Krishna ko prapt karne ki abhilasha jo hai.
Bhagavat prapt abhilasha, anukul abhilasha, sauhat
abhilasha. Sauhat ityadi. These are. And then, oh, chit becomes?
Very smooth.
Smooth and melting. That is called Rati or Bhav. So, our mood should be that. How by sadhan we can
attain,
manifest that Bhav. If you are doing chanting, remembering, but mood is there, our goal is there, then it will come. And when Bhav Bhakti will come, then our mood will be to attain prem. These are processes. But how it will come? Very easy method. Parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavat jasah. Mitho rati mitho bhakti tusti nivritti atma smananta smaranta. Bhagavat jas. The glories of Krishna, sweet pastimes of Krishna. Each other, telling and hearing. When two bhakts are there, having the same mood, then whole day and night, like Rup and Sanatan, like Mahaprabhu Raya Ramananda and like Srinivas Pandit, all night doing kirtan, no sleepness, like this, paraspar, each other. What? One, any devotee told, oh, Krishna is very merciful. Another told, Radha is so merciful.
Like Suksari.
May I tell something? Oh yes, I want to hear. Once Krishna, in the form of an apsara,
angel,
heavenly damsel,
she came to Javatgram, where Radhika was sitting with his
sakhis.
And in form of a very sham color. Very beautiful.
Attractive.
Attracting all. She came. And then Radhika saw, who is coming? Who is coming? Then other Sakhi, I don't know. I am seeing first time. Oh, very Mohini Murti.
Very attractive form.
Very attractive. Radhika stood up and welcomed. Oh, come on, my, I have never seen you. From where you came? You look like angel. Oh. And he gave a seat. And then he sat down there. And then Radhika told, who are you? Why have you come? And why you have come? But she was silent. Again, are you lamenting anything? Why you are so sad?
What is your problem? Or you can help
me. You should tell, I will make any remedy. And if any so much suffering, that in by telling others, it will be subside somehow. But no. Oh, perhaps your husband is not good, not qualified. So I have no love for him. So, what to do? Perhaps you don't like her and you have some friendship with another, any boyfriend. Perhaps. So, that is the problem. But she was grave, not telling anything.
Radhika das Sabhi Gona bolche, Amar Baba je tel pathiyechilo, kono dukkho to koro tel
lapashe. Then Radhika told, oh, she is perhaps any headache or anything, pain.
Pain in his body.
And that is why she is not speaking. Bring, my father has given a very
good massage oil.
Mahanarayan tel. It cures anyone and he becomes very happy. Oh, I will rub. Because she is my sakhi. Even she is not speaking. And what became after? Oh, tomorrow. So these are very mysterious and very wonderful sweet
person.
Very soon you can read it. I will give it in a form of a publication.
Hare Krishna,
how interesting of drama. How interesting. So this past times, like Rupa and Sanatana used to
each other.
So when two devotees will meet together, they will discuss all this. So this is Mitho Rati. Mithatusti, Nivartischa Atmana, Smaranam Smarayancha. By these past and sweet pastimes of Krishna. Oh, they remember Krishna and Radhika.
and see past and selfish, each other hearing by questioning what became after that, and after that, like this. So, we should follow all these things. You will see that you will forget worldly desires and worldly all these vices.
श्याम की मुरलिया में राधा जी के मन में बसे